I looked over my shoulder, axe on my other shoulder, and froze when I saw the familiar black curls swaying as someone ran across the parking lot of Free, a compound of sorts that was on the outskirts of Kilgore, where my father started living the moment he got out of the military. My heart started beating in my throat when I realized who it was. Amelia. Amelia, the girl I'd been unable to stop thinking about since 2 days ago, when I'd discovered she'd left my bed in the middle of the night. I watched as she ran until she got to the dog that was laying in the middle of the road. My dog. King. King was a 2-year-old corgi. She was sweet, fat, and lazy. And apparently she was cute enough to warrant Amelia running across the forecourt that spanned between all the houses.
"Oh, aren't you just the cutest thing ever?"
Amelia cried as she dropped down onto her haunches in front of my puppy and scratched King behind the ears.
"Yes, you are. Oh my God, I just want to take you home and love you forever. I'll bet nobody will notice that you're gone."
I heard that as I walked up silently to where Amelia was crouched down. I hadn't even realized that I'd moved. "I'd notice." Amelia looked up just as Sam and Sam's father, Silas, made their way over to us. "Amelia," Silas said as he came to a stop beside us, "why are you running away when I asked you about this someone you were talking about meeting?" My eyes flicked from Amelia to Sam to Silas and then back. She was running away when she was talking about me? I smothered my grin, then offered my hand to Silas, followed by Sam. "Hey," I rumbled, "your girl's trying to steal my dog." Sam's lips twitched. Silas rolled his eyes. "Did you know that when she was 15, Amelia tried to steal a dog from the mayor of Benton because he refused to stop leaving her in a car when he'd run into the convenience store?" Sam asked, turning slightly to Silas. Silas rolled his eyes. "I don't know what you're talking about. She did steal it. She only put it back before the mayor got back to his car." Sam and Silas chuckled, as did my dad, who I hadn't realized had followed us. My dad still had his arm around my mom, and he was watching the spectacle in front of him. My mom, on the other hand, was watching me. Me and Amelia.